So this is, it's halfway between like a fantasy and an idea, and just sort of this notion I have that I don't know, I wish I could follow through with it, but I probably won't. And the idea is that I have just like a little hand job business, right? And that's all I do. That's the only service I offer. And I just, I stroke men's cocks, and that's the only thing that happens. I don't take my clothes off. I have, I would get, a little dolled up, and then I would get on my bicycle, and then, I don't know, the bicycle is always part of it for some reason. And then I ride my bike, and I have like a little wicker basket on the front of my bike with a little daffodil in the corner, and in that little basket I have like a little like a bag, a satchel, and then in that satchel I have a couple of lotions and lubricants, sort of the tools of my trade, and lotions and lubricants and of different types, water-based, Vaseline, olive oil, which is my personal favorite for sort of like massagey kind of stuff, and then some of the simpler things that, like a medical glove and a leather glove, because there's going to be a couple guys that are partial to, some of those kinds of things, and then I would just go to a guy's house or his apartment or a condominium or whatever. And then, we would talk for a little bit, and then we'd be on his couch, and he'd be, freshly showered, and, I'd ask him, if he wanted to take his penis out, and of course he would say yes. And then, I would just get some lubricant and put it on my hands, and I would sit between his legs. Or next to him, probably between his legs, but whatever he was most comfortable with. And then I would, lubricate his penis up and give it a nice, good stroking, up and down. And I would caress his testicles and give them a squeeze and stroke. And there is something very intimate about a hand job. It's oral sex is very fevered, and it's something else, and you can't really see the person. And fucking gets very, heated and sort of goes away. Not goes away, but sort of gallops off into its own thing. But just a hand job can be, I don't know. I kind of like doing it because it's, I wouldn't say it's relaxed, but you can talk, and then, stopping isn't that big a deal, and start again, and you can talk and look in the person's eyes, and I don't know, I think there's almost something more intimate about it than a lot of other things you can do, and that's what I would do. I would just stroke and stroke and get them nice and hard, and then hold them for a little bit as just not quite coming, and then eventually, just sort of take them over the edge and hold their cock in like both of my hands. And there is this sort of pumping, throbbing thing that happens when a penis is coming. That's kind of cute. And then he would come, all over his belly. And I'd ask him how it felt, how does it feel? Was that a good, what would you want me to do different? Was that a good draining? Was that nice? And then, continue to hold and sort of gently massage his penis as it went to sleep. And then, he would thank me. I'd wash my hands. And then he'd pay me $40 and a $10 tip. That would be like the going rate, right? And see, the thing is, I think most guys don't actually want to go see a prostitute, right? That if you picked up a streetwalker, you know, a girl on the street, it seems incredibly dangerous in so many ways, right? Getting STDs, getting robbed, getting your picture in the newspaper, and quite frankly, I don't think that's what many guys want to do. I don't think that doing that is something that they're interested in. And then, you know, even calling up some company and, I don't know, having some girl come over also seems kind of weird and dangerous to me. And I don't think most guys would go for that. And then I don't think most guys actually, you know, would want to cheat on anybody or anything like that. So I think that the idea of buying sex is one thing, but I think the reality of it would be very different. But I think that, you know, $40 for a, you know, a nice, good, sweet, pumping hand job is something that a lot of guys would go for, and men. And, you know, I would thank the guy for his time, and I'd get out my phone, and he'd either, you know, hand me an envelope with a couple bills in it, or, you know, make a little bank deposit right there between our phones, or, I don't know, buy something off an Amazon wish list. And then I would thank him and, you know, ask him if he wanted to reschedule for next week. And, you know, because I think there would be some repeat business, right? You know, like getting a prostitute seems like a one-off kind of thing, but if you had, you know, a girl that would stop by every week and, you know, give you a nice good hand job, I think guys, I don't know, and this is the part about it that I deeply, deeply consider, right, is that, you know, there'd be a little bit of word of mouth. And, you know, there would be, you know, some repeat business. And those are the clients that you would want the most, is the ones that, you know, would have you over on a somewhat, you know, regular basis every week. And then, hold on just one sec. Bear with me. Okay, sorry. And then, you know, having good clients that would, you know, have you back, and that's what you would want. And then, lost my train of thought. But yeah, and you know, $40, $50, I think there's a whole bunch of guys that would do that, you know, once a month or once a week. And I could, you know, still go to work and still take my class and, you know, have a, you know, 15, 20 clients. Seems like not an unreasonable thing, right? And, you know, I'd be smart about it and sort of schedule guys, try to get them on the same day if they're in the same neighborhood. And there would be times I'd go into a building and take the elevator up to the, you know, 14th floor and, you know, have my appointment with a man. And then, you know, he'd thank me, and then I'd get in the elevator and I'd go down to the 9th floor. And there would be another man there. And then, you know, then there'd be another man on the 3rd floor. And I would walk into a building and, I don't know, an hour and something later, leave and, you know, have some money for bills and have made, you know, 3 men come super hard. And then, like, every now and then, there'd be a guy, a man, and he would, you know, I'd go over and we'd do it just like that. I'd sit between his legs and give him a good penis massage, and he'd ejaculate, and then we'd go out to dinner, right? He'd take me on a little, like, date, I guess. Maybe. Dinner, maybe a show. I don't know. You know, but he'd pay for the tickets and he'd be generous. And then we'd go back to his place again. And, you know, because he was a preferred client, he'd get the special, which is he would, strip naked. He'd lay against me. So, you know, his back would be against my chest. And I would, you know, rub his body a little bit. And I'd whisper in his ear and massage his penis again, you know, stroke his sausage. And I do like that moment when guys are sort of defenseless and they give it up and they're sort of completely at your whim. And I would, you know, reach and massage his cock. And then with my other hand, I would just hold him, you know. Hold him like on a half a hug. And he would tell me I smelled great. And he'd tell me how beautiful I was. And I'd say thank you. And I'd massage him up and down. And then I'd squeeze out a big, big drop of his pre-cum. And I'd wipe it on his lips like it was lipstick. And I'd have him lick his lips. And then I'd massage him some more. And I would, you know, tell him that I really, really wanted to see him come a lot. Like, lots and lots. And, you know, I'd take him right up to the edge and then back it off. And then go up to the edge and then back it off and do that a couple times. And then eventually, you know, I'd grab his cock. And give him a nice, good, solid, solid stroking. And then I'd feel his hand, or I'd feel his hips bucking. And I'd whisper dirty little nothings, like, please, please, please give me your cum. I really want to see you cum a lot. You know, please shoot a lot of cum. And his hips would buck, and he'd, you know, unload this big, big chismy shoots of cum, and it would land all over his belly and all over his chest. And, you know, I'd hold his cock until it went back asleep, and then I might rub his belly and rub his chest a little bit. And, you know, sort of stir it around on him. I might have him lick my finger. And then, you know, just hold him like that for a moment after he's come. And then he'd kiss me on the cheek. And then he would say something like, even though I never take my clothes off, I still make him come harder than he does with women, even when he's having full-on sex, which is something I would want all of my clients to say to me. And, yeah, he'd, you know, take a quick shower. Maybe we'd have a small cup of coffee. And then I would thank him. And then, you know, I'd head off. But those would be special dates. Those would be, you know, a double and a dinner. But most often it would just be, you know, go to a guy's house. And, you know, if it was guys I didn't like, I wouldn't go back. And, you know, help them, milk them for a nice big load of cum. And, I don't know, $50, I swear to God, I'm positive, I'm absolutely positive that there's a lot of guys that would do that, you know, as long as I was safe. And, although the problems are, of course, because women are much more concerned about our safety, and then the ease with which you could hide a video camera is also an issue. And you'd go to a guy's house and, you know, we'd have a little camera in there, and next thing you know, I don't know, some person that you know at work says, oh, by the way, I saw this video of you, and it could be hugely disastrous. But in an era before, you know, video cameras, that might have been one thing. But now it just seems wildly dangerous that some guy would take it upon himself to, you know, broadcast it to the world. But anyway, that's the reason that I wouldn't do it. But I would, I would like that. I actually would enjoy it. It would, I mean, making guys come is fun. I like it. And, you know, paying a couple bills seems like that would be enticing, and I think it would work. Anyway, so that's an actual fantasy, not one that's all full of weird whateverness, but that's an actual one that I contemplate. So that's that. And I don't almost know if that might not even count as like a Gone Wild audio. It might not even be, I don't know. It might not be valid, but I guess that's where it is. So, yeah. And then, thanks, I guess. So one thing I left out is that I would be, you know, everywhere I went, people would always comment on, like, how soft my hands were, how soft they were, and, you know, they would ask me what I did, and, of course, I wouldn't tell them what I did, but, you know, I would know, at least to myself, that the reason my hands were so soft is that they were, you know, regularly moisturized and, you know, regularly rubbing soft skin. Anyway, that would be the moment when people would say something to me and I'd have this weird secret rush. Anyway, I forgot to mention that and I figured I should.